David Dolan here to join us now as we give you a Middle East news update, as promised. David, this last week, Jerusalem Day, celebration by the Jewish people of the 46th anniversary of the reunification of the city of Jerusalem. But the Palestinians were not excited about it. The Mufti was thrown in jail because it seemingly was the fact that he was trying to incite these young Muslims to try to riot during this time of celebrating Jerusalem Day. What's the story?
Well, Jimmy, unfortunately, that sort of activity is fairly typical of Jerusalem Day. It, of course, is a wonderful holiday for the Jewish Israelis, celebrating the capture of the Old City and the Temple Mount, Judaism's holiest site on earth, as you know, in 1967. But, of course, to the Palestinians and the Muslims in particular, that was a continuation of what they call the catastrophe, the Nakba of Israel's creation in 48, just taking it one step further. And so there's often problems. Of course, we had a Knesset debate during the week as well about the Jewish rights to pray up on the Temple Mount. And a Muslim official testified and said, well, when Messiah comes, then we'll evacuate it. But until then, we're going to keep control of this site. And, of course, many Jews, as you know, would like to go up there and pray. A lot of rabbis have banned that because they don't know exactly where the Holy of Holies was in ancient times, and they might desecrate it accidentally by going up there. But all of these issues, Jimmy, the heart of the Arab-Israeli conflict, the heart of the Islamic-Jewish conflict, if you want to put it that way, that rages around the world, really, and this is the very central issue in it.
Very interesting statement by the Palestinian official who said that they're going to keep the Temple Mount until the Jewish Messiah comes. Well, that probably is going to be the case. Let's go to the north of Israel. Hezbollah says they're going to help Syria take back the Golan Heights. Now, the president of Syria, Bashar Assad, saying that he is going to give weapons to Hezbollah. Hezbollah is going to be a factor in what's going on up there in the north. Israeli Defense Force seems to be ready for whatever may happen.
Well, that's right, Jimmy. And, of course, we had these several Israeli bombings in Syria last weekend of different targets, a chemical weapons plant, some missiles that were being sent to Hezbollah. And the Israeli government has already said it will not permit any of Syria's weapons to be transferred over to Hezbollah. And of course, they're especially worried about chemical weapons going that direction. Really, most military experts in the region are saying that before the end of this year, there's going to be some major bust-up. The Iranians continue on their nuclear program. Prime Minister Netanyahu's made clear that they're not going to allow them to proceed with that. Syria is falling apart, so it's a very tense situation. And now, Jimmy, we have actually Israeli soldiers going into Syrian territory on the Golan and evacuating wounded rebel forces, wounded Sunni Muslim forces, and taking some of them to two nearby hospitals. This is similar to what Israel did in South Lebanon in the 1970s and 80s. It's rather remarkable, someone like me, to see this happening, because a year ago we wouldn't have dreamed Israeli forces would just be sauntering back and forth across the border. But the UN forces there are being reduced, so there's no international observers there, and the Syrian regime is preoccupied with its own internal war. So the Israelis are taking whatever action they need to, but even aiding some of these rebel forces.
You did mention Iran. They have vowed to respond against Israel for these attacks. And at the same time, it seems like Russia is getting ready to sell some S-300s. This is an anti-missile system to Syria. This would be a step up for their defenses should the Israeli Defense Force and the Air Force have to go in there. Israel saying to Russia, don't make this sale. This is a move that should not be taken, isn't it?
Well, they did make that clear to the Russians this week, to Putin himself, that they do not want to see these anti-aircraft rockets coming into Syria. It's amazing to me, really, that the Russians are continuing to support the Assad regime as strongly as they are, but they're still doing it. And China's quietly backing them as well, and, of course, Iran very openly so, and Hezbollah So it has the potential, as I've mentioned several times, of becoming an east-west, as it were, conflict, because the United States and Western European countries and Israel certainly back the rebel forces, although, again, Israel's concerned about the al-Qaeda elements in those rebel forces. But they're hoping, I think, by aiding the more moderate groups, even taking some to hospital, as I'm saying, to win over some favor with them. And if they do take over Syria, then maybe it'll be a better situation. But it's a mess right now, and anything could happen.
There was a face-to-face between Secretary of State John Kerry and President Putin of Russia. They were talking about some type of a peace conference as it relates to Syria at the end of the month. You think anything will come out of that, or is this civil war going to continue?
I don't see any negotiated settlement of it. The Assad regime cannot allow itself to fall because they believe they'll be slaughtered by the Sunni majority, the Alawites, the minority group that comprises most of the regime. And they probably would be, in fact. And the rebel forces have backing from quite a few wealthy Arab Gulf states and, you know, indirectly the United States, Israel, Jordan, Turkey. They have quite a few allies on their side. So I don't see this standing down soon. But it is about time, I suppose, that diplomacy is tried again. But the UN chief, Ban Ki-moon, tried this, as you may recall, a little over a year ago, and nothing came of it. And I don't expect anything will this time either.
Meanwhile, in the south of Israel, there at the Gaza Strip, an Egyptian Islamic cleric comes in to make a visit with the leadership of Hamas, and he makes a statement, Israel has no right even to exist. This is going to incite some activity.
Yes, but you know, the Israelis have long kind of accepted, as it were, that a good portion of the Muslim world feels that way. They're always going to feel that way. You know, they defeated the Jewish people in ancient times, they feel, and Allah confirmed that Islam's the final truth by giving them Jerusalem and giving them the land, and so that's their stand, and they're always going to abide by it, and the Israelis just have to, you know, say, oh, here we go again, but just keep on the alert, keep their military forces strong, and keep watching out for anything that could come.
I think that's the operative phrase. Here we go again. Well, you mentioned China just a few moments ago. The Prime Minister of Israel making a visit to China. Some very interesting activities taking place there. Trade agreements signed. But it looked like China was kind of giving a welcome, a open handshake to the Israeli Prime Minister while he was there.
Well, Jimmy, you know, the Chinese, it's an ancient culture, and they recognize that the Jewish culture is ancient. The language is over 3,000 years old, and et cetera. So there's some bonds between the two people groups, I would say. Of course, test scores in various countries show that the Chinese young students are the brightest on the block, and the Jewish students are number two. So they're bright peoples, and they have a lot of business ties growing all the time. And, you know, the Israelis are unhappy with the fact that China does aid Iran and some other things, but they want to have as good a relationship as they can with China, and it is good for the business community, for sure.
Well, I thought it was very interesting that Prime Minister Netanyahu equated the wall of China with the security wall that they have around Israel proper. That was a very interesting thought.
Well, and that's why the Chinese put it up in ancient times, to keep invaders out. And the Israelis, of course, have put up the modern barrier to keep the suicide terrorists out. And it really has worked. We haven't had a major terror attack in Jerusalem since 2004, so that's nearly 10 years, and praying that that situation will continue. But certainly that barrier helps. It's not quite as pretty as the Chinese wall, though, I don't think. They didn't spend quite as much money on it.
Yeah, that is for sure. David Dolan, he's the man who covers the Middle East for us, longtime journalist in the city of Jerusalem. And we're so grateful for David's helping us to understand these events unfolding in the Middle East as it relates to what's going on today that will affect tomorrow. We're talking about the prophetic scenario found in God's Word. David, thank you so very much, my good friend.
You're welcome, Jimmy. God bless.